from Blind Industries and Services of Maryland is Bronwyn Evans.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, before I even start, I'll say I'm extremely nervous, and as I stand here and talk to you today, I'm actually... Can you hear me, everybody? Oh, I just wanted to say I'm very nervous. Public speaking is one of two of my biggest fears, so please bear with me. I have a major fear of heights.
Get up on the table and talk to
you. Okay, so... as Carl said, I do work for Blind Industries and Services of Maryland. I'm an independent living skills instructor there. I'm also a graduate of the Louisiana Center for the Blind. So, and as a person who has gone through training, who has had proper training, who's had great mentors, I can tell you that it's a very important thing that any of you guys out there who is blind really needs to have. I'll just kind of go back and I'll make it as quick as I possibly can, but just to give you a little overview. I grew up living in a box. Living in a box because of low expectations and no good role models and no good attitude about blindness. When I was in elementary school, I was in a box because I always had to sit in the front of the classroom away from all of my peers. And had I known about Braille, had my mother known about Braille, had my teachers known about Braille, maybe I would have sat with my classmates instead of away from my classmates. When I went to middle school and my vision got worse, they thought the key would be, hey, let's give her a closed circuit television and she can push this around. Well, again, I was away from my classmates. They let me out of class 10 minutes early to get to my next class because I was a little bit slow. And maybe if I had a white cane and better travel skills, I would have traveled along with my classmates instead of away from my classmates. And then when high school came, you know, I wanted to be cool. I was somewhat in with the cool crowd. And I also had this sense of wanting to work and make my own money. And the one good thing I will say is growing up, my mother had normal expectations of me. And I had responsibilities just like any other kid did. But when I left my house and it was time for me to go out there and work, my first job was at Burger King. And the only thing that they would let me do was make sandwiches. And you know, with any job, you have several different duties that you have to fulfill, but that was all that they would let me do. And then as I got a little bit older, you know, I'm like, well, I'm hanging out with my friends and we're going to the movies and we're doing cool things, but there was always something different that set me away from everybody else because when we would go out to restaurants and eat, I was embarrassed. I didn't want to ask, you know, for help, or I didn't know what to do to deal in those situations. So sometimes I wouldn't eat, or I would pretend just, oh, I'm not hungry. I really don't want anything. Or I would just, if I found out about one thing they had on the menu, I would always get that same thing whenever we would go anywhere. Or if we traveled at night together and there were curbs, I would stay really, really close to my friends. Or, you know, it was different little ways that I would try to blend in, and I really played the role of the partially sighted person, so they thought. But it all boiled down to the fact that there was no one ever around me who was like me. I was never exposed to any blind people. I had no good role models. And you get older and you get older, and your self-esteem gets lower and it gets lower. And had I been exposed to those things at an early age, it would have made a great difference. And then once I became an adult and I started going to college, you know, I had a family member that took an interest in me and introduced me to the Division of Rehab Services. So that was kind of the beginning, but there was another piece that was missing, because what that gave me was, okay, accessibility to technology and readers. But I still didn't know how to put everything together. I didn't have the attitude. I didn't have that personal philosophy. And then someone else introduced me to the NFB, and that's when the ball really started rolling. And somebody said, you know, you really need to go away and get some training. When I went to that first chapter meeting, I noticed that a lot of the people had graduated from the Louisiana Center for the Blind. And when I went there, that was what made the difference. I can tell you that no matter what you do, whether you're a parent, a friend, a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle, when you treat blind people differently, then they act differently. Then they're going to be differently. They'll never be a part of the group. You can't lower the expectations for people just because they're blind. One day you won't be there as a mother or a father or a sister or an uncle or an aunt, and so we're left in the world to fend for ourselves. And you must be fair, and you must do what is right, and you must expect the same of us that you would do for anyone else. Make sure that your kids get into training programs. Make sure that they have blind role models, that they have a good, sound foundation and a personal philosophy about blindness that will carry them through for the rest of their lives. Someone gave it to me, and make sure that you do that for your children and your friends and your family as well. Thank you. Thank you.